You're listening to Podcasting for Experts with honest conversations about using podcasting as a tool to grow your reach, increase your audience, make a positive impact on the world, and most importantly, to get paid for your efforts. I'm your host, Jess, and we are Pristine Podcasts. Let's talk podcasting. Hey, and welcome back to episode 11. I can't believe that season one is nearly done already. And I am getting really excited about recording all of the upcoming interviews for season two. So that's going to be super interesting to get some more perspectives on how people felt before starting their podcast and how they feel about it now. So super excited to be recording those soon. Today, though, I want to talk a little bit about structuring your episodes so that the listener gets the most out of it. A lot of decisions about your show are actually purely personal preference, and they have a very minor impact on your listeners. But there are some that will impact greatly how much your listeners actually get out of your show, and the way you structure your content is one of them. And that goes for both the larger content plan. So what do you actually talk about in your show? What is going to be the topic in episode 1, 2, 10, 50? And also on the small scale. So how do you structure each and every single episode from start to finish to make sure that your listeners get the most out of it? If you're listening to this, then most likely you want to position yourself as an expert. You can have all the subject knowledge in the world that you might need, you know, inside yourself. But if you can't deliver that to someone else in a clear and concise manner, then your message is going to get lost somewhere along the way. Imagine you're walking in the forest. There is a huge river. Your listeners are on one side and you are on the other. You have some tools and resources, and with that, you can build a bridge to bring your listeners over to you. How are you going to build that bridge? Are you going to make a little bit that goes straight, then left, then right, then straight again, then more left, more right, straight again? You know, are you going to go like that? Probably not. It's probably going to be a straight line from one side of the river to the other. So make your content the same way, a straight line from start to finish, taking them from one side of the river to the other. Those people that are the most successful in their endeavors are really the ones that understand who they are talking to better than that person understands themselves. They know all of their likes, their dislikes, their fears, their goals, their secret desires, and they know exactly how to speak to those. So how do you create episodes that form a bridge between where your listeners are to where you are? The first thing that you need to understand is where your listener is at right now. This is just like being a teacher in school, really. The good teachers understand their classes and they know exactly who understands what right now. So you basically need to identify a starting point where you're picking up your listeners. What are your listeners thinking? What do your listeners believe? What emotions do they feel as a result of the thoughts that they're having? What actions do your listeners take or not take as a result of those thoughts and beliefs? So if you, for example, are a coach, let's say a weight loss coach, what are your listeners thinking when it comes to food right now? What do your listeners believe when it comes to food right now? What do your listeners believe about themselves right now? What emotions are your listeners feeling right now? What actions do your listeners take or not take as a result of those thoughts and beliefs? So once you start asking questions like that, you can get a really clear picture on what they're thinking, feeling, and believing. Now you have to establish where does the listener actually want to get to? How does your listener want to feel? What actions do they want to be taking? What do they want their life as a whole to look like? So instead of feeling kind of weak and heavy, maybe your listeners want to feel light, active, and powerful. Maybe they want to be looking after their bodies. Maybe they want to be exercising. Maybe they have a goal that, you know, they would love to run a marathon one day, you know, whatever it is. What do they want their life to look like? What opportunities have they been missing out in the past that they would like to take advantage of now? So once you know the starting point and the end point, you now have to establish what actually needs to change for them to arrive at the place that they want to get to. So why is your listener not doing the things right now that gets them the results that they want to have? Which thoughts and beliefs need to change within your listener for them to be able to start taking some small steps to being able to be the person publicly that they are already kind of inside of themselves, you know? And then you need to establish the messages that you need to deliver. So what can you tell your listener to make that transformation happen? What examples can you use to illustrate the very practical applications of this process? So something that I've noticed is that lots of people think and believe that they're the only person on the planet that suffers from this specific problem that they have. And no one else has come before them that struggled with eating or that struggled with planning food or that struggled with motivating themselves to exercise because their situation is unique. You know, like I have 3 kids, I'm a single parent and this and that and that and that. The thing is, there are hundreds of thousands of other people out there who are also having the exact same problem. And that is what the listener needs to understand. Their problem isn't so complex that you could never fix it because you just don't quite understand their situation. So the more examples you have that are from people that the listener can really connect with, the more effective you are at delivering your message. So realistically, you will have an infinite amount of success if you focus on generating positive change within your audience. Now, how do you structure your actual episodes so that they can get the most out of it? Every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And your podcast episode should really be the same way. So I actually have an episode outline template that you can use to plan your episodes. It's in the podcast launch toolkit, which I'd love to just take a second to tell you a bit more about. And then I'll tell you how to structure your episode in detail and what to put into each of the sections. I'll be right back. Hey, can I interrupt the episode for just a hot second or two? I just really quickly wanted to tell you that if you've been putting off launching your podcast because you're confused about the process and just don't know where to start, there is still hope. We put together a full toolkit that gives you everything that you need to start your podcast in the next few weeks, including a 90-some page step-by-step guide taking you from absolutely no clue what I'm doing to that was easier than I thought. A podcast concept worksheet helping you to define all of the most important details of your show, such as your why, your audience, the transformation you're offering, etc. A podcast summary sheet where you can make note of all of those important details that you need for your show. The podcast episode master spreadsheet, and this is where you will link out all of your episode ideas, number them, link to your published episode, link to your show notes, add your player embed codes, and everything else that you need to stay efficient and organized every single week. It also includes the podcast episode outline guide, so you always know how to structure your episodes to get the most out of them, as well as a set of Canva templates that you can use to quickly design your podcast episode cover, even if you have no clue how to even design something. You will also get the guest interview guide telling you exactly what you need in place to interview a guest successfully, and you will receive a set of podcaster affirmations that will help you to feel motivated and confident on your new podcasting journey. And you will get all of this for just $27. So if you're interested in checking it out, then head over to pristinepodcast.com/toolkit. And with that, we'll go right back to the episode. Okay, so do take a look at the toolkit for all of this helpful information. And now let's move on to telling you exactly how you're going to want to structure your beginning, your middle, and your end of the episode. So the first part of your show is always used to introduce the topic of that specific episode to your listener. So the kinds of things that you want to tell them about is the content of that episode, why that topic is important, what action you want them to take, why that action is important, and also you want to hint at the kind of story or the analogy that you're going to use to illustrate that concept to your listeners. So let's take this show as an example. I was telling you earlier that what we're going to cover today is how to deliver your content in a clear fashion and how to structure your episodes so that your listeners get the most out of it. I told you that this is important because of your expert positioning. I told you that the action that I want you to take is to get the toolkit, to get the episode outline template, and to use that for each and every single episode that you put out there. And I use the analogy of the river to help illustrate the concept of you being on one side and your audience being on the other, and you wanting to bring them over to your side, bring them over to what you know. Okay, so you're going to want to do the same thing with each and every single episode that you make so that it is very clear for your listener what they can expect. Then you will move on to the main part of the episode. That is probably going to be the longest part of the show. And there are a few key things that you want to do here. Make it clear what they are going to have learned by the time that they're done with this episode. So for me, it would be a case of by the time you're done with this, you know how to plan your content on a larger scale, you know, understanding your audience, and then how to do that in the practical episode detail, you know, part of your planning process. The next thing you want to tell them is, why is this so important? That's why I keep hammering home on the expert positioning. Then you want to tell them, what do they need to do after they finished listening to your episode and why that is important? So what happens if they don't do it? What happens if they don't take the actions that you are suggesting they take? And you really want to make them feel the pain. And then you want to define what vehicle you're going to use to make them actually remember this. So is there a comparison that you can make to someone else? Can you tell someone's story? Is there a reference that you can use? Is there a famous quote, you know, that comes to your mind that you're going to want to use to illustrate that? So those are the things that will help you to actually motivate the listener to take action. And I'll have a practical example for this at the end that's related to this topic of this episode. And then once you've delivered all of that, you would move into summarizing your episode. So the summary is probably just the last, you know, like 2-3 minutes of your show. But there you really want to repeat the actions that the person needs to take after the episode. And again, tell them, why is this so important? Then you want to thank them for listening. And then you want to include any call to action that you might have for that specific episode. So an example that I want to leave you with is this. If you end up not planning your content, what's going to happen is this. You're going to produce a podcast episode each and every single week. Let's say you're a weight loss coach and you talk about weight loss related topics and health and fitness and that kind of stuff every single week. Your listeners are tuning in every single week. They come to the episode on cravings. There is you waffling about cravings for 30 minutes. You tell me a bit about why there's cravings and why other people have cravings and what are, you know, some things that you can do to stop cravings. And you give me a list of 30 things and you talk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. And at the end of the show, I have picked up some useful bits of information about cravings. And I'm going to do 0 things afterwards with that information. And then I'm going to listen to your next episode about something else. And then I'm going to take 0 actions afterwards. And then I listen to your next episode, blah, blah, blah. And 6 months later, I'm going to ask myself, what have I achieved in my life from listening to you talk for hours upon hours upon hours? And then I'll realize that actually I learned nothing from you whatsoever. I learned some information, but I have achieved absolutely 0 transformation in my life as a result of listening to your content. So that's going to make me file your content in the cabinet called waste of time. Then I'm going to go listening to someone else's podcast who has the same qualifications, the same information, or maybe even less. Maybe they are less qualified than you are. They're less experienced than you are, but you know what they do? They have very tight, very well-structured episodes with very good content delivery that is very well-planned. They understand exactly what their audience's challenges are, where their audience wants to get to, and they know how exactly to get them there. They know that they're going to have episode one on this topic, episode two on this topic, episode three on that topic. At the start of episode one, the listener is here. Then I'm going to take them here. Then in episode two, I'm going to take them here. Then in episode three, I'm going to take them here. And they're encouraging the listener in every single episode to take action, and they keep hammering home why this is important. So the listener's like, oh my goodness, so I have to do this to stop the cravings because otherwise this is going to happen. Let me go and do that. And this week I have to go and I have to start walking for 45 minutes every single day because of this. And that is so important. And if I don't, that is going to happen. Oh my God, let me go do that. And with every single podcast episode that that person is putting out, they are creating transformations for their listeners. And you are creating the same content on the same topics and you have more experience, but your people are not buying your products. They're not hiring you for services because they're not achieving any transformation. And that is why this is so important. So let me summarize the whole thing now. So I need you to understand the big picture of where your people are at. Where's your listener at right now? Where does your listener want to get to? What needs to change for them to arrive where they want to go to? And what messages do you need to deliver to go and get your listener there? And that is what informs your content plan as a whole. Okay, so you're going to first talk about this topic and then that and then that and then that and then that to help the person follow this pathway towards results. And then on the micro scale, you're going to break your episode into intro, main part, and summary, and you're going to include the things that I mentioned in this episode in each and every single one of your episodes to make sure that they're delivered as tightly as you can possibly deliver them, okay? And if you want to, you can get the toolkit. It has the episode template inside it. You just duplicate that Google Sheet for each and every single episode, and you make sure that you deliver your content in a way that's going to provide value for your audience again and again. Alrighty, that's it for this episode. If you enjoyed the show, our entire team would appreciate if you leave us a review. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you'd like to do a collaboration together, then please just drop us an email at any time. You'll find our email address in the show notes. As always, I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you for the next one. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. If you're ready to finally pull the trigger and get started with your podcast, then don't forget to check out the Podcast Launch Toolkit at pristinepodcast.com/toolkit. The link is also in the show notes.